from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so 20 million people just sitting there waiting to hear from Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Okay, 20 million people. Been on this for a long time. If you put together, this is what causes the terror by the left. If you put together ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN, and the rest of their lying media, throwing a Huffington Post, they can't together, if they did a simulcast, generate anything like that size of audience. 20 million. And that's before it even got started. Two of my kids are political junkies. I don't know where they got it from. But they were waiting for this with great anticipation. They wanted to see this. So they're sitting there before it starts and they're watching it build. Mom, it's 12 million. Mom, it's up to 18. Mom, it's up. And I'm like, wow. What is it up to now? 20 million. Bam, crash. So, of course, there's a massive DDoS attack. Yeah. Of course. And the whole thing struggles for a while to get up and running. But Elon Musk finally, you know, and his team finally overcome it. Okay. This is what I've been talking about for a while now. The terror of Twitter. And just if you want to see what raw power looks like, raw power used for good, for a debate, by the way, for the left and the right to come freely to the town square and say what they like. It's Elon Musk's Twitter feed. Mm-hmm. X. I keep calling it Twitter, but yeah. It's Elon Musk's X feed. Just go on X. You can. You don't need to have an account. Go on it. Go look at it. Go at Elon Musk. Look at it. And look at his post, okay? And go back a week to get a good idea. 80 million, 121 million. Bad post for Elon Musk is 15 million. Again, a bad post for Elon Musk is more views than, you know, say that night, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC combined. That is the absolute hunger in the world for just unrestricted information. Whether you agree with them or you disagree with them, you hate them, you love them, it doesn't matter. That's the measure of the demand for it. And this is terrifying. There has never been anything like Elon Musk's X account, Lee. Just his account. And what he's begun doing is absolutely terrifying to the left because they know they cannot win an argument on their policies. Their policies suck. They cause grave human misery. And what Elon Musk has been doing is dropping in to these X accounts that are people, I mean, they're, you know, they're pajama boys. These are people doing great reporting that the mainstream media will not do. They're showing the videos. They're showing the clips. They're out there. Kamala Harris runs an ad saying, you know, hey, I'm going to be tough on the border and with a sheriff in it to make it look like he supports her. He goes and blisters her. Yep. Bam, trending. And I'm talking trending in 15 minutes. There's never been a machine like it on Earth for news. This is a first in, I'm not kidding, first in human history in terms of just the size of it and the aggregation of it. And so when you go familiarize yourself with it, you can see the terror on the left. So Musk will dive in, right, and say there's been a Kamala ad. She's lied. He'll just go to the account that caught it, hit retweet, and put, this is concerning, ? That's it. That's all he's got to do. Bam. In the next 3 hours, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 million. They can't lie, Lee. They have to debate. And they can't win a debate. They don't know what to do. And this has been building and building and building. And we saw it last night.
Yep.
We saw it last night. The folks, don't let it make you mad. This is the panic. The absolute panic. In the EU. They're leftists too. They run on the same corrupted, corroded, miserable ideas. They can't have their people listening to Donald Trump and thinking they can be free. So what happens? Thierry Breton, who we've talked about often on this show, writes a letter demanding Elon Musk censor Donald Trump. Why? Well, that's based on the DSA. It's called Digital Services Act, passed in the EU. The EU was only ever supposed to be an economic bloc. There wasn't supposed to be censorship powers over free speech. Okay?
It was about trade.
It was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Thierry Breton is an EU bureaucrat. Nobody elected that little punk. And he has the absolute unmitigated audacity to post a letter before the Musk-Trump interview demanding censorship of it. Why? Because in the EU, they can fine you up to 6% of your global revenues, even if you're not making money, just revenue collected, if you allow free speech. In other words, if you allow politically incorrect things, if you allow true things that make the left mad, that's actually called malinformation. It's true, but if it is thought to cause hatred or racial hatred, or they just claim it does, then they can demand that you take it down. Okay, the final step in the DSA, I've been warning about this in a Battleground podcast for 2 years now. The final step in the DSA, this rule they have now in Europe, is arrest. First, they put up a Chinese-style iron curtain. You know how China has its own internet and the Chinese people cannot escape the invisible digital window?
They block things they don't like.
That's what this is for Europe. It went into effect. Every other social media outlet and Google have already agreed to let the European censors censor them, okay?
A digital iron curtain.
It's a digital iron curtain. The only person resisting is Elon Musk. That's it. And all of this sudden, they're talking about what? Jailing Elon Musk. All of a sudden, they're talking about extradition of Americans. Why? Because they're going to wait till Kamala wins, if she does, and then extradite Musk for trial. That's the plan. That's what this is about. Now, if you've listened to Battleground America podcast, none of this surprises you because you understand what's going on in Europe. But I said this day was coming. I have said, you've heard me say it, Lee, I've said this day was coming. These European bureaucrats, 2 years I've said it, Battleground America podcast on this show, and I think I was the only one saying it that I know of in America, that these European, who's part of the punditry even minorly, but it was saying that these European censors, who are only bureaucrats, they're not even elected, will demand the right to censor American politicians, only Republicans, in races. You're going to have state legislative races in South Carolina where the Democrat can run commercials, say whatever they want on social media, trash the Republican, and the Republican's not going to be able to respond. And it's going to be European bureaucrats controlling the debate in our elections. And I said that. And I couldn't get anybody to care. And here it is.
And we used to be worried about our adversaries interfering in our elections, supposedly. This is allies.
And what this really, to put this very simply, okay, Thierry Breton didn't come up. He's the EU censor, the main one who wrote the letter to Elon Musk and posted it to, ironically, Twitter, where he has free speech.
Well, X, yes.
Right. Yeah, X, where he has free speech. That the greatest irony of the whole thing. He uses that to communicate his censorship demands on behalf of the EU, right? Because what is his position? I should be able to say whatever I want because I'm Thierry Breton and I am so much smarter than everyone, but you should not be able to say anything. In fact, you should only be able to say what I want. And I'm going to demand this right here on X, where I've been given the gift, because it is a gift of free speech. Unbelievable. Yeah. But what you're seeing right now, Thierry Breton didn't come up with the idea to write that letter himself. Okay, you know what that was? That was a call, a phone call from the Democrat Party. Hey, this is DNC headquarters. Can you do something? Can you threaten him? Because we're talking about over 60 million people on X in Europe, Lee. And so they want to take that away from Elon Musk financially. They want to take that money away. They want to take that audience away. They want to iron curtain a place like North Korea, like China. I feel bad for Europeans. They've already lost their freedoms. It's gone. I mean, it is gone.
Well, they never had them to the degree that we had.
No, they never did.
But what little they had is quickly eroding away in this tsunami of totalitarianism.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about what Musk and Trump said. And we'll talk about what you're getting a look at here. Yesterday, you just saw some silly little European bureaucrats say that Elon Musk had to shut down the conversation. And yesterday, people on X in America were laughing and posting copies of the Declaration of Independence and saying, ha ha, you can't censor me. But they can. Because what you saw yesterday was only the tip of the spear. I'm going to tell you what else is out there. This is a much bigger deal than folks realize. Coming up in a minute.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Kenny writes on Facebook, can you imagine if Elon Musk didn't own X? There'd be no free speech left on Earth. None. You know, it was funny watching people, ironically on X, who don't understand the extent of this yesterday, laughing. Laughing at the EU, laughing at Thierry Breton. These are Americans. You can't tell me what I can say. Who are you? Well, that's a good question. Who are you? See, Americans are getting a look right now at just the tip of a massive, massive iceberg of censorship and world government built around censorship. People were laughing. They don't understand. They don't understand. I've been warning about this for a while. I want to tell you what it looks like. Michael Schellenberger on Public, a liberal, by the way, who happens to support free speech, which is a strange thing now, warned about what this behemoth is. This is a massive partnership between intel agencies, including our own, the CIA, CISA, FBI, and the intelligence agencies of other countries, which have a partnership to monitor speech on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and censor conservatives. Okay? So when Thierry Breton says, you better censor Donald Trump, we're laughing. Ha, 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 you're just a bureaucrat. You can't tell me what to do. Oh, they already do. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't understand. They already do. This censorship deal was already agreed to by Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google. Oh, yeah, Thierry Breton, he's only mad because Elon Musk won't go along. He already can censor you. He can already censor American political candidates on these other platforms. What they do is algorithm you down. So if your natural reach was 100 million, you might reach a few thousand, maybe, if you're lucky. That's what they do. And if you continue, your account disappears. Who do you think was behind the erasure of the Trump assassination attempt? Do you think Zuckerberg came up with that himself? It was this world group. Here is Michael Schellenberger, investigative reporter, explaining what we're up against. You just saw the tip of the spear last night. The spear is massive.
But we have seen European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian governments all demand the global censorship of social media messages on all the platforms, and all the platforms except for Elon Musk's X have gone along with their demands. What makes all of this additionally alarming is that we have repeatedly seen military and intelligence agencies, including from the US, Britain, Canada, coordinate their monitoring of social media and sharing of information. And we have seen Google and Facebook repeatedly cave in.
Yep. That's where we are. That's where we are. So this is already going on in this in this country. We are already at a place where if a left-wing European bureaucrats decides that your state Senate campaign shouldn't say certain things because you're a Republican, they don't like it, they just censor you. Your campaign commercials, but not your opponents, though. Not them. This regime is already in place on Facebook and Instagram. Understand that. It's that's over. They've got those, okay? These European, this is not theoretical. These European bureaucrats already controlled the speech. Think about this. The speech of Americans on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Elon Musk, about 2 months ago, tweeted, and it was a bombshell. I made a big deal out of it. That's why, because all this was coming. And he said that the EU had secretly, you know, quietly contacted him and said, hey, listen, we know, bud, you're going to get a lot of heat if you censor these Americans, if you censor American politicians for us. We're going to offer you a deal. We won't tell anyone you're doing it, okay? You can pretend that you're allowing free speech. And you just go ahead and censor whoever we say. And, you know, we'll give you cover. We won't tell anyone, okay? And you know what else they told him? They said, by the way, Facebook, Google, Instagram, Threads, and, like, you know, all these other social media sites had already agreed to it. You'll be the only one. He said no. Actually, he said some words that I can't publish here. Anyway, if you want to see what they were, he repeated them last night on Twitter. So he's it. So what are you seeing now? All of a sudden, you're seeing EU top prosecutor of the EU going, well, you know, we're going to have to make some arrests. We're going to have to extradite him. Why? They would not say that if they didn't know that Harris and Biden are on board, that Tim Walz is on board. Okay? Notice the dead silence from the media, from the Democrat Party, from the Biden administration about any of this. This would be the time, if this was still a free country, not under the control, again, ironically, of Europe, for the Democrats, for Biden, for Kamala Harris, I don't care who, our State Department to say, no, we will not extradite Elon Musk for allowing free speech in America. But they haven't, have they? Why? It was probably their idea. You think Tim Walz is going to save you? Listen to who Kamala Harris picks as her vice president. A guy who says this.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Okay, so this is Stephen Parkinson. He's the director of prosecution in the UK, explaining how this new system works.
The offense of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media.
Okay, now listen to this next clip. This is Stephen Parkinson, Director of Public Prosecutions in the UK. He's their top prosecutor, okay? Listen to what he's saying. We already have the partnerships with U.S. law enforcement that we need to extradite you. This is what he's talking about. He's talking about the same thing Schellenberger is. We already have our partnership with the CIA, the FBI, all these people who want to censor you.
So we can coordinate globally with our criminal justice partners, and arrests can be made and people can be returned. So there's nowhere to hide for people who are planning this sort of activity.
Golly, that's scary. So we already have the coordination down. We already got it set. We already got everything. They're going to extradite him. You're going to watch him tried if Kamala wins. This is what this guy's saying, okay? He's talking about the same thing as I opened this segment with. Liberal journalist Michael Schellenberger describes this behemoth of world dictatorial government where you're seeing the merger of former Western nations and their intel agencies against freedom-loving Americans to crush the last bit of dissent left on Earth, which is on X.
But we have seen European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian governments all demand the global censorship of social media messages on all the platforms. And all the platforms, except for Elon Musk's X, have gone along with their demands. What makes all of this additionally alarming is that we have repeatedly seen military and intelligence agencies, including from the US, Britain, Canada, coordinate their monitoring of social media and sharing of information. And we have seen Google and Facebook repeatedly cave in.
See? This is already organized. Here's Michael Schellenberger explaining this. Let me just play this last clip from Schellenberger. This is an older clip. This isn't recent. And he's talking about how this same conglomeration of intel agencies called Five Eyes, you can look it up. It's a formal partnership that's gone on for a while. Anyway. Five Eyes, the CIA, the FBI, Hillary's campaign colluded to create the Russia collusion hoax. The ultimate misinformation, right? Trump's a Russian agent. He's in contact with Putin. Yeah, right. They made it up, right? And they spread it deliberately. Misinformation. So what they're actually censoring is true things. This is Michael Schellenberger talking about this partnership in the past and how it works the other way. They lie to you and censor the truth. So if you say there is no Russia collusion hoax, you get censored so they can push what? The Russia collusion hoax they made up.
If this binder contains what we have been told that it contains, which may include raw intelligence, information showing that the U.S. government, the CIA and the intelligence community of the U.S. government initiated the Russia collusion hoax, that it did not occur in the way that the official story, including the Durham investigation, had portrayed it, then that's extremely serious information.
This is the same people censoring you right now in partnership. So it's Australia, it's Brazil, it's America, it's UK, and they are coming together to censor. So the fact of the stone cold silence of the Democrats, they have not said, think what they haven't said. Normal America 15, 20 years ago, even the Democrats who used to support free speech would have said, no, we're not extraditing Elon. Just dead silence. Because they're extraditing Elon. They are. He seems to want this fight, though. I hope he's got a plan. I'm sure he does. If you want to see how he responded to them, it's hilarious. I can't use the words on the air because we'll use the station license, but it's on his Twitter feed. If you want a good laugh this morning, scroll down a bit. You'll see how he responded to the EU. So he doesn't seem to be afraid of them. Thank God for that. See, if you have perfect silence on our side, you can just remake your candidate. She can be a border hawk. She was a border czar before and never even got close to the border. Visited once, but it was miles away. It was technically Texas. You can remake her into anything you want because they need a bigger... You know how in Jaws they needed a bigger, better boat? They need a bigger, better lie. Why? Because they're all Marxists. They're at the point in the agenda that the left always gets to. I was talking to Crash about this the other day. They always get to the point in the agenda where, as Marx instructed them many years ago, they must destroy the middle class, okay? That's hard to do. It's hard to destroy the middle class of a country and maintain your power for long enough to do it. But to have ultimate power, you have to destroy the middle class. You must. And that is what they are doing. They're using inflation. Inflation is their main weapon. As Clyburn explained, as Democrat Jim Clyburn, who was number two in leadership at the time, explained, yes, we knew passing the American Rescue Act would cause this amount of pain in the American people. We knew it. But we figured they'd come around, they'd get used to it. Now, remember him saying that. Why did he figure they'd get used to it? Because at the time, they had total absolute iron fist control of social media, of Google. They had it. They lost it to Elon Musk. He has messed everything up.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs. And all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program.
Yep.
Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
So tell us again, Jim, in another interview, you're real sure about this. You meant to cause inflation, right? You and Kamala, remember, she cast the deciding vote. You meant to cause the inflation, Jim. I mean, you know, you were number two in Democrat leadership at the time and really was a number two, too.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, you're going to fan inflation. It just, that I know. That's elementary.
Rescue Act. 100% Democrat votes, zero Republican votes. Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote. They knew. But listen to him explain. I'm going back. I know you've heard this audio before from me. I will never stop playing it. This is them through the lens of, we have a backdoor for the FBI. The FBI is doing the censorship across all social media, including Twitter, because at the time, Jack Dorsey owned it and not Elon Musk. So when he says, well, people come around to the idea of being poor, they get used to it. They don't care. Why? They weren't going to know. They were not going to be allowed to hear real arguments against inflation. They thought they had this. And as I explained to Crash the other day over the dishes as we were drying them, as I explained, when the left gets to this point where the true misery of their agenda hits, as it must, which is the destruction of the middle class, it always is paired with speech crackdowns. It always is paired with the end of free speech, because the people they made all these promises to start to say, but what? I'm poor. I can't afford groceries. And you got to go, psst, silence. Off with their head. Carry them off. Put them in the camp. Make them go away. Middle of the night, something. So that's what they thought they had under control. Listen to Clyburn say, yeah, people going to be poor. We knew that, but they'll come around to it. How would they come around to it? Because they thought they had control of social media, Google, and the dissemination of news. Here's Clyburn explaining that.
All I can say, we may have done a better job preparing people for what was going to take place.
Being poor.
But remember, it is a pretty good thing to have something to inflate. But this president's got to worry about those people with nothing to inflate. And we got to take care of them as well. And so I think that the American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this. But we've got to do a little better job of helping them.
A better way of thinking about what, Jim?
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs. And all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program.
Okay, cool. So what is he saying? This is the confidence of knowing that the FBI has a backdoor and absolute stranglehold on speech. And remember, we know this from the Supreme Court case. Supreme Court is supposed to rule on it soon. We know from the facts in that case, they had backdoors in all of these, and they were shutting down accounts that criticized the regime. So he said, American people don't come around a better way to think about being poor. They're going to get used to thinking about being poor because they're not going to know anything. And if they complain too effectively, we'll shut down their account. That's what he's saying. That's why they thought they could do this. And so that's the battle. Now that what you're seeing right now, don't let it make you too mad, because this is what panic looks like, okay? They didn't think they'd have to go back to free speech. And you know what? The best comment this morning is on Facebook. It really is. And it came in. Oh, here it is from Kenny. I'll put it up on the Rumble screen. Can you imagine if Elon Musk didn't own X? Free speech dead. We would live in darkness. Every story you hear now on this show, for the most part, the big ones that hit, where do they start? On X. You can tell what's going to be big from what trends on X. That's why everybody's on it. And where does the trend come from? Free speech, people in their pajamas, putting up, you know, going over congressional testimony, cutting the stuff, going through old video clips from Kamala in the 90s, you know, in the 2000s. That's where this comes from. And then it starts to trend on X. And they don't know what to do. So what they're doing is they're part, the left wing, the Democrats in America are partnering with the left in Europe to outsource their thuggery, to outsource their censorship crackdowns. And this is a behemoth. This is massive. This is not just one silly guy who wrote a letter to Elon Musk telling him to censor the Trump interview, as happened yesterday. This is not that. This is much bigger. Again, I can't play this enough times today. Here is investigative reporter Michael Schellenberger explaining this is a massive partnership to censor between the intel agencies of five countries and Europe and America's intel.
But we have seen European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian governments all demand the global censorship of social media messages on all the platforms, and all the platforms except for Elon Musk's X have gone along with their demands. What makes all of this additionally alarming is that we have repeatedly seen military and intelligence agencies, including from the US, Britain, Canada, coordinate their monitoring of social media and sharing of information. And we have seen Google and Facebook repeatedly cave in.
Jason writes on Facebook, was there really a DDoS attack against X, and who was responsible? What do you think? Oh, I'm sure that, give it 2 days, they'll blame Iran. Just wait. All right, more on all this coming up next. Okay, so Her Royal Highness Kamala, the unelected, Her Royal Highness wants you to know she's going to get tough on the border. She wants more border officers and border agents. She wants to send them out there. Now, to most Americans who don't know a lot about the games they play, that sounds like, wow, you know, if you send border agents out there, they'd be getting tough on these illegal immigrants. No, they won't. No, they're there to process them faster, hand out the free brand new iPhones, wouldn't you look, a free brand new iPhone? Yeah, come through the border. Tell them you're an illegal immigrant. They'll give you one. Why? So they can stay in touch with their voters. That's why. And they're handing out the phone number. You know how you keep your phone number, right? Why? They want to be in touch with their voters. They're not voters now, but they will be. That's the plan anyway. That's why they need the border. They don't want any borders. They don't want any of these voters just walking away. We don't get their fingerprints. We don't figure out who they are. Got to de-identify them later for the voter drive. Or what's the point of the thing, right? That's what they want them for. But Americans don't know that. So when Kamala knows, she says, I want more border agents, but Trump wouldn't let me have them, they confuse Americans. Let me tell you, notice she goes back with border agents, border officials. What is she talking about? Marco Rubio explained it, what these people will do, okay? Here he is on CNN, and the CNN hack reporter is repeating the lie. Look, we wanted to tighten the border. Oh, God, we wanted to so bad. But Trump lobbied against the bill. And Marco Rubio explains what it would have done. Grant instant amnesty at the border. Listen.
Well, there was just a bipartisan proposal that was put on the table that would put more funding into border enforcement as well as limiting asylum. Republicans walked away from that. But let me move on to my next question.
Well, move on, because that's not what that bill did. That bill also created asylum officers who right on the border will be able to give people asylum. And you give someone asylum right on the border without any appeal. No judge, nothing. Just an asylum officer. They are on a path to citizenship.
Okay. That's why I
oppose that bill.
Your fellow Republican said it was.
Did you hear that? Because you used to have to go before a judge. He'd look at your case, see if you qualified. No. They just send an asylum.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, if you have perfect silence on our side, you can just remake your candidate. She can be a border hawk. She was a border czar before and never even got close to the border. Visited once, but it was miles away. It was technically Texas. You can remake her into anything you want because they need a bigger... you know how in Jaws they needed a bigger, better boat? They need a bigger, better lie. Why? Because they're all Marxists. They're at the point in the agenda that the left always gets to. I was talking to Crash about this the other day. They always get to the point in the agenda where, as Marx instructed them many years ago, they must destroy the middle class, okay? That's hard to do. It's hard to destroy the middle class of a country and maintain your power for long enough to do it. But to have ultimate power, you have to destroy the middle class. You must. And that is what they are doing. They're using inflation. Inflation's their main weapon. As Clyburn explained, as Democrat Jim Clyburn, who was number two in leadership at the time, explained, yes, we knew. We knew passing the American Rescue Act would cause this amount of pain in the American people. We knew it. But we figured he'd come around, he'd get used to it. Now, remember him saying that. Why did he figure they'd get used to it? Because at the time, they had total, absolute iron fist control of social media, of Google. They had it. They lost it to Elon Musk. He has messed everything up.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program.
Yep.
Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
So tell us again, Jim, in another interview, you're real sure about this. You meant to cause inflation, right? You and Kamala, remember she cast the deciding vote. You meant to cause the inflation, Jim. I mean, you know, you were number two in Democrat leadership at the time and really was a number two, too.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, are you going to fan inflation? It just, that I know, that's elementary.
Rescue Act, 100% Democrat votes, zero Republican votes. Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote. They knew. But listen to him explain. I'm going back. I know you've heard this audio before from me. I will never stop playing it. This is them through the lens of, we have a backdoor for the FBI. The FBI is doing the censorship across all social media, including Twitter, because at the time, Jack Dorsey owned it and not Elon Musk. So when he says, well, people come around to the idea of being poor, they get used to it. They don't care. Why? They weren't going to know. They were not going to have... be allowed to hear real arguments against inflation. They thought they had this. And as I explained to Crash the other day over the dishes as we were drying them, as I explained, when the left gets to this point where the true misery of their agenda hits, as it must, which is the destruction of the middle class, it always is paired with speech crackdowns. It always is paired with the end of free speech, because the people they made all these promises to start to say, but I'm poor, I can't afford groceries. And you got to go, psst, silence, off with their head, carry them off, put them in the can, make them go away, middle of the night, something. So that's what they thought they had under control. Listen to Clyburn say, yeah, people going to be poor. We knew that, but they'll come around to it. How would they come around to it? Because they thought they had control of social media, Google, and the dissemination of news. Here's Clyburn explaining that.
All I can say, we may have done a better job preparing people for what was going to take place.
Being poor.
But remember, it is a pretty good thing to have something to inflate. But this president's got to worry about those people with nothing to inflate. And we got to take care of them as well. And so I think that the American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this. But we've got to do a little better job of helping them.
A better way of thinking about what, Jim?
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs. And all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program.
Okay, cool. So what is he saying? This is the confidence of knowing that the FBI has a backdoor and absolute stranglehold on speech. And remember, we know this from the Supreme Court case. Supreme Court is supposed to rule on it soon. We know from the facts in that case, they had backdoors in all of these, and they were shutting down accounts that criticized the regime. So he said, American people are going to come around a better way to think about being poor. They're going to get used to thinking about being poor because they're not going to know anything. And if they complain too effectively, we'll shut down their account. That's what he's saying. That's why they thought they could do this. And so that's the battle. Now that what you're seeing right now, don't let it make you too mad, because this is what panic looks like, okay? They didn't think they'd have to go back to free speech. And you know what? The best comment this morning is on Facebook. It really is. And it came in, here it is, from Kenny. I'll put it up on the Rumble screen. Can you imagine if Elon Musk didn't own X? Free speech dead. We would live in darkness. Every story you hear now on this show, for the most part, the big ones that hit, where do they start? On X. You can tell what's going to be big from what trends on X. That's why everybody's on it. And where does the trend come from? Free speech. People in their pajamas putting up, you know, going over congressional testimony, cutting the stuff, going through old video clips from Kamala in the 90s, you know, in the 2000s. That's where this comes from. And then it starts to trend on X. And they don't know what to do. So what they're doing is the left wing, the Democrats in America, are partnering with the left in Europe to outsource their thuggery, to outsource their censorship crackdowns. And this is a behemoth. This is massive. This is not just one silly guy who wrote a letter to Elon Musk telling him to censor the Trump interview, as happened yesterday. This is not that. This is much bigger. Again, I can't play this enough times today. Here is investigative reporter Michael Schellenberger explaining This is a massive partnership to censor between the intel agencies of five countries and Europe and America's intel.
But we have seen European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian governments all demand the global censorship of social media messages on all the platforms, and all the platforms except for Elon Musk's X have gone along with their demands. What makes all of this additionally alarming is that we have repeatedly seen military and intelligence agencies, including from the US, Britain, Canada, coordinate their monitoring of social media and sharing of information. And we have seen Google and Facebook repeatedly cave in.
Jason writes on Facebook, was there really a DDoS attack against X and who was responsible? What do you think? Oh, I'm sure that, give it 2 days, they'll blame Iran. Just wait. All right, more on all this coming up next. Okay, so Her Royal Highness Kamala, the unelected, Her Royal Highness wants you to know she's going to get tough on the border. She wants more border officers and border agents. She wants to send them out there. Now, to most Americans who don't know a lot about the games they play, that sounds like, wow, you know, if you send border agents out there, they'd be getting tough on these illegal immigrants. No, they won't. No, they're there to process them faster, hand out the free brand new iPhones, wouldn't you look? A free brand new iPhone? Yeah, come through the border. Tell them you're an illegal immigrant. They'll give you one. Why? So they can stay in touch with their voters. That's why. And they're handing out the phone number. You know how you keep your phone number, right? Why? They want to be in touch with their voters. They're not voters now, but they will be. That's the plan anyway. That's why they need the border. They don't want any borders. They don't want any voters just walking away. We don't get their fingerprints. We don't figure out who they are. Got to de-identify them later for the voter drive. Or what's the point of the thing, right? That's what they want them for. But Americans don't know that. So when Kamala knows, she says, I want more border agents, but Trump wouldn't let me have them, they confuse Americans. Let me tell you, and notice she goes back with border agents, border officials. What is she talking about? Marco Rubio explained it, what these people will do, okay? Here he is on CNN, and the CNN hack reporter is repeating the lie. Look, we wanted to tighten the border. Oh, God, we wanted to so bad. But Trump lobbied against the bill. And Marco Rubio explains what it would have done. Grant instant amnesty at the border. Listen.
Well, there was just a bipartisan proposal that was put on the table that would put more funding into border enforcement as well as limiting asylum. Republicans walked away from that. But let me move on to my next question.
Move on, because that's not what that bill did. That bill also created asylum officers who right on the border will be able to give people asylum. And you give someone asylum right on the border without any appeal. Judge, nothing. Just an asylum officer. They are on a path to citizenship.
Okay. Your fellow
I oppose that bill.
Your fellow Republican said it was.
Did you hear that? Because you used to have to go before a judge. He'd look at your case, see if you qualified. No. They just send an asylum officer down there. Once they grant you asylum, unless you pretty much rape or kill someone, you are on a pathway to citizenship. That's why they wanted to send those new border officers down there. That's what they were going to do. Grant amnesty on an individual basis. Can you imagine, folks? We'd have 40 million people on the border. All you got to do is get your toe over and you get amnesty. And then guess what? Once you get asylum, you get all the welfare benefits. I might crawl across the desert myself, because you can get better welfare benefits that way than Americans can get. Asylees, there's no limit on the welfare benefits for Americans, $52,000 for a family of four. So, I mean, you may see me crawl through the desert if that goes through. I'm just saying. Because then I wouldn't have to work anymore. It'd be really nice. Okay, so Her Royal Highness Kamala, the unelected, Her Royal Highness wants you to know she's going to get tough on the border. She wants more border officers and border agents. She wants to send them out there. Now, to most Americans who don't know a lot about the games they play, that sounds like, wow, you know, if you send border agents out there, they'd be getting tough on these illegal immigrants. No, they won't. No, they're there to process them faster. Hand out the free brand new iPhones. Wouldn't you look? A free brand new iPhone? Yeah, come through the border. Tell them you're an illegal immigrant. They'll give you one. Why? So they can stay in touch with their voters. That's why. And they're handing out the phone number. You know how you keep your phone number, right? Why? They want to be in touch with their voters. They're not voters now, but they will be. That's the plan anyway. That's why they need the border. They don't want any borders. They don't want any voters just walking away. We don't get their fingerprints. We don't figure out who they are. Got to de-identify them later for the voter drive. Or what's the point of the thing, right? That's what they're. That's what they want them for. But Americans don't know that. So when Kamala knows, she says, I want more border agents, but Trump wouldn't let me have them, they confuse Americans. Let me tell you, and notice she goes back with border agents, border officials. What is she talking about? Marco Rubio explained it, what these people will do, okay? Here he is on CNN, and the CNN hack reporter is repeating the lie. Look, we wanted to tighten the border. Oh, God, we wanted to so bad. But Trump lobbied against the bill. And Marco Rubio explains what it would have done. Grant instant amnesty at the border. Listen.
There was just a bipartisan proposal that was put on the table that would put more funding into border enforcement as well as limiting asylum. Republicans walked away from that. But let me move on to my next question.
Move on, because that's not what that bill did. That bill also created asylum officers who right on the border will be able to give people asylum. And you give someone asylum right on the border without any appeal. Judge, nothing. Just an asylum officer. They are on a path to citizenship.
Okay. Your fellow
I oppose that bill.
Your fellow Republican said it was.
Did you hear that? Because you used to have to go before a judge. He'd look at your case, see if you qualified. No. They just send an asylum officer down there. Once they grant you asylum, unless you pretty much rape or kill someone, you are on a pathway to citizenship. That's why they wanted to send those new border officers down there. That's what they were going to do. Grant amnesty on an individual basis. Can you imagine? Folks, we'd have 40 million people on the border. All you got to do is get your toe over and you get amnesty. And then guess what? Once you get asylum, you get all the welfare benefits. I might crawl across the desert myself, because you can get better welfare benefits that way than Americans can get. Asylees, there's no limit on the welfare benefits for Americans, $52,000 for a family of four. So, I mean, you may see me crawl through the desert if that goes through. I'm just saying. Because then I wouldn't have to work anymore. It'd be really nice.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.